How to dream, cowboys.
Welcome to the HBO Boyd podcast. Today we are recapping and reviewing What If, Season 1, Episode 4, What If Doctor Strange Lost His Heart Instead of His Hands? I'm Adam, and with me today is Ryan. G'day, mate.
Wow.
I had to change it up every time I've done it.
Okay, I'm just saying that the accent was a stretch.
Yeah, it was a little bit. I'm not good at that. Sometimes, yeah. I mean, it comes through every once in a while, but...
I understand. You know what? Keep trying.
G'day, mate.
Nope, not now, but nope, try nope. Later. The only way to get better is practice. Just don't do it again here, though.
G'day, mate.
Okay, how dare
okay.
you.
Okay, all right.
Anyway, if Doctor Strange lost his heart instead of his hands, he would be dead. You need your heart to live. End of episode, right?
And that's it. Credits.
And roll credits. We're done now. You just finished watching this episode, right?
I literally just finished it about 10 minutes ago.
Okay, so I'm going to just do a quick recap from memory of what happens and correct me if I'm wrong or just let me go. I don't care.
This one's pretty easy to follow, I think, from memory.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward. The things that happen in the Doctor Strange movie mostly just happen. The difference is when Dr. Stephen Strange is driving to the event where he would crash with Rachel McAdams in the car and he would lose the ability to use his hands, which sends him on a tailspin emotionally, not being able to do what he defined himself as, which was be a surgeon. Something I would argue is much worse happens, and Rachel McAdams' character, the character that he loves, dies. And the same exact things that happen in the movie happen where he goes, he finds the mystic arts, he becomes Doctor Strange, he faces Dormammu, he beats him, and...
Sorcerer Supreme.
Yeah, he becomes the
Sorcerer Supreme.
And then 10 years later, he's sitting there with the Time Stone, and he's like, F, dude. I want to go back and I want to change how it happened. And Wong is like, no, don't do that. And then he's like, I'm going to do it.
And then he said something about the little sorcerer's room, which I thought was actually pretty funny.
Like what? Specifically, what did he say?
Like alluding he had to use the restroom. He's like, I got to use the little sorcerer's room or something.
Oh my God. Yeah, I did not pick up on that.
Yeah. I think that's what he said. I'm pretty sure that's what he said.
Well, more power to his piss joke.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doctor Strange going back in time and trying desperately to save Christine Palmer goes poorly. She dies in many, many ways. The universe trying to right itself. A car comes up behind the Lamborghini and slams into it. They go off into the river. A truck crashes into them. Christine suffers some kind of fatal emergency while dancing, like a heart attack or something. Yeah. Yep. A robber shoots her randomly while they're getting pizza. A tire blows out while they're driving. She's killed when a fire breaks out in her building after Strange stands her up.
That one was like the most like heart-pulling one. Because you feel for him. That's like kind of the whole idea is you feel his pain of loss. But like that one where he stood her up, intentionally didn't go, and she still died. Like that sucks. Like what? I suppose it's written and it will happen, and we'll get to that more.
It reminded me of Jurassic Bark, the Futurama episode where we see Fry's dog at the end. You know, the dog he leaves when he goes into the future. Yeah. And Fry's like, well, at least we know that he had a long life after me and he had a full life. And then we see the dog actually just like sitting outside a pizza place waiting for Fry to come back until he's dead and everybody's crying. That's what that reminded me of.
Yeah.
This all traumatizes him to no end. Then Tilda Swinton shows up and says that, you know, Christine's death is an absolute point in time. Okay, it has to happen. There's no getting out of it. There's no like being more powerful and making this not happen. And Doctor Strange is like, no, how dare you? I will become the most powerful sorcerer on Earth and I will fix this.
He was like a 15-year-old kid. Don't tell me what to do. You're not my real dad.
She's like, I'm the sorcerer, ex-sorcerer supreme. You don't talk to me that way.
I gave you your title.
He is unable to take no for an answer. And after a brief fight with the Ancient One, he is transported to a jungle where he plans to search for the lost library of Cagliostro. He is looking to, you know, change a absolute point in time. That is his major goal.
Which we find out is possible, but it has catastrophic, you know, tendencies.
Right. He's told this from the very beginning. The world has been telling him, you can keep doing this, but it's all going to go very poorly. And he's like, I don't really care. And I'm going to do it anyway.
I'm selfish. Yeah. So
anyway, he figures out if he sucks monsters that he pulls out of books through his mouth, he becomes stronger. And so he starts doing that for goddamn ages.
Yeah. Because that librarian guy gets very old. Do they say a timeline of how long he was doing that for?
Oh, nah. It was a long goddamn time.
Yeah.
Strange goes back to that librarian guy only to learn that he had been frozen in time. And the librarian was like, yo, I'm kind of over it being alive, that is. And I'm outie 5,000.
I'm just going to die, so.
Then the Sorcerer Supreme shows back up and informs the other version of himself, the normal version, that a evil twin basically exists in the universe. And I split you two up when we were fighting. So there's a good twin and a bad twin, just like a normal guy who didn't go back in time and just kept chilling. And the dude has been eating monsters spirits with his face. Yeah. And then they have a twin fight, you know, who going to be the better twin. And as it turns out, it's the one who's been eating all the power monsters.
Yeah, much, much stronger.
Doctor Strange had like a shield that was imbued within him.
Wong gave him the protection spell that kept wearing off because the guy's too strong. He's too strong.
Listen, he chomped monsters for so long.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
But Big Dick Wong was very, very adamant on trying to protect him.
You call him Big Dick Wong?
Yep.
All right.
BD Wong.
No, yeah.
Big Dick Wong.
Anyway. Strange Supreme eventually wins the fight and sucks up his good half. And with his newfound power that he is once again whole, he brings Christine back, but in doing so, destroys reality and immediately regrets doing it. Now, finally, after everyone told him this was going to happen, he was like, oh my God, I didn't know.
It deconstructs the time. What did they say it was? Deconstructing the fabric of time.
Yeah, he murders his timeline. Basically.
Yep, he kills the entire universe. And then the Watcher is just like, yo, I could stop you, but, you know, I don't do that.
But I don't. I don't. I've said that very specifically in every one of these episodes. Although it is the closest that the Watcher gets.
Yes, because Strange can, like, knows he exists, can see him, because he is that powerful. He's like, I could feel you.
Yeah, there was that one moment when he was sucking creatures.
Yeah.
That... he looked back and he was like, am I being listened to? I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, I need to be.
He knows Bernie from Westworld is there, dude.
Yeah. Bernard.
So anyway, the Watcher and Sorcerer Dr. Supreme have a full conversation where Supreme Strange is like, please help. And the Watcher's like, no, goodbye. And his universe folds in on itself. Christine, and by the way, when she's
out.
Brought back, is like, oh, my God, I'm back. Oh, what the fuck is wrong with your face?
Yeah, it was a deformed monster man.
So he was sworn to protect this reality, and he loses both Christine and said reality because of his hubris, and then the fourth episode is over.
Failure. I really liked this episode. Obviously, this rundown was not everything that happened. I liked this one. It was much more interesting. How do you rank this one compared to the other ones?
I actually wasn't a huge fan of the episode. I liked that it was kind of a bottle episode, that I enjoyed him sucking off monsters. That was fun.
Yeah, as you do.
As you do. If you have the ability to suck off a monster, you do it. Everyone knows.
I mean, why not? Just gain their power and their knowledge.
If I had known that Big Dick Wong was the correct name for that character, I would have had a lot more fun when he was on screen.
Yeah.
So in retrospect, I did like that more.
Yeah. I'm glad I could help.
Yeah, you really brought another level to the episode that I really do appreciate. But I found the repetitiveness to become a bit annoying. I, watching the movie, this is going to be out of left field, but...
yeah, that's fine.
Gladiator.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, go on.
Jonah Hill's character. I mean, Joaquin Phoenix's character. They're the same person.
Jonah Hill?
You remember when Jonah Hill was in Gladiator?
Yeah, of course.
He played the stalk of wheat.
Yeah. He lost a ton of weight for that role.
Huge amounts of weight. He was 0.3 pounds, actually. You got to give it to him. He's dedicated to his craft.
He is. He for real, though, he actually is. No hate on Jonah Hill. I think he's great.
Yeah, I mean, they really did harvest his talent.
Oh, there it is.
Fuck yeah, dude. Anyway, Joaquin Phoenix in that movie is the bad guy, right?
Yeah.
And it builds up. This is a lot of movies. I just thought of this one right off the bat because we're talking hubris. And so that reminds me of ancient stories.
Yeah.
I could have gone to, you know, Odysseus, like the actual ancient stories. But I was like, no, only ones with Russell Crowe.
The Hollywood movies.
Yeah. So the bad guy keeps being worse and worse and worse. And at the end, when he finally, spoiler alert, dies, you have this satisfaction. Because yeah. You're like, oh, yeah, I've been waiting for that dude to bite the big one.
Kick rocks.
And now he's dead, and I feel good about that. I feel satisfaction.
Yeah.
The bad guy in this episode of What If was Doctor Strange, and then he wins, and yeah. Everything goes to shit because of it. I just felt 0% satisfaction at the end of it, and I just kept thinking, this is fine and good.
Mm-hmm.
But the Guardians of the Galaxy episode was so much better, in my opinion.
Oh, that one, I think, is the best one so far.
It is. It has to be. If I had to rate them, I would say Guardians first.
Mm-hmm. Please don't put this one behind episode one.
I'm sorry to tell you. I think I put it behind episode one.
What?
I don't. There were like three characters total, and I cared about zero of them. At least I was like, when Steve Rogers showed up in a suit, I was like, that doesn't make sense, but it's cool.
Well, you know what? The redeeming factor of this episode would be that it had a goal, and it, even though it was a bad goal, it achieved the goal, and we got to see the consequences. I think that's what I liked, that every reality doesn't end. It doesn't go on and on and on. Like, this one straight up is dead. And that reality is done now. Like, I liked that we found out that this one thing happened, and it completely annihilated this reality. But we got to see it happen. Like, I liked that part about it. But like you said, it was a little repetitive.
I think another part of this for me is that Doctor Strange is one of my least favorite MCU characters.
Yeah.
And that is on a scale of, like, he's not Hawkeye level for me. Like, I don't have a hatred for Doctor Strange.
You mean Jeremy Renner?
No, Jeremy Renner and Hawkeye are one and the same.
They're the same person.
They can both suck every dick, just a bag of dicks.
Well, okay, so rank, like, who's your favorite Marvel character? And then where would you rank Doctor Strange?
Oh.
Yeah,
okay,
that's a tough one.
Let me pick up. I'm going to Google MCU characters.
Oh, here we go. We're talking the you know, every character we've seen in the MCU so far, not characters. Yeah, not characters we haven't met yet or that come later.
I think we start from the bottom would be easier.
Okay. Yeah, because it's closer. Yeah, you said it's not your favorite.
Worst, Hawkeye.
For sure. They kind of figured that one.
I don't like him. I don't know if you guys know. I'm not a fan of Hawkeye. Sam Wilson's down there.
Okay. Yeah, he's kind of boring.
Although he did get much more interesting with Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Yeah,
for all the reasons that James always goes on about.
Yeah.
Captain Marvel is, I think, my second worst character. Yeah. I really hate her for every reason that I hate Superman. Just not interesting.
It's too much. Yeah. Too OP.
Too OP for me. I'll be honest with you. And I think this is one of the, maybe a hot take. Not a huge fan of the Hulk in this version of the MCU. Like,
okay.
Prior to the Hulk getting glasses, I was more on board.
Oh, you're talking like smart Hulk.
Yeah, I'm not into it.
Yeah, it's a little weird. I mean, I get it, but I liked Hulk Smash better. I liked the chaos better.
And then probably like War Machine. And then Black Widow. Doctor Strange, probably around the War Machine area.
Okay.
And then, you know, you get to the good ones. You go, you know, Valkyrie. Wasp is way down low. I forgot about her.
Oh yeah.
At all, you know, you get to the good ones, which are like, you know, Iron Man, Ant-Man, Captain America, Rocket, Groot, Star-Lord, Spider-Man, obviously.
So pretty much the heavy hitter Avengers.
Yeah, Nebula, I like a lot.
Yeah.
Loki.
Okay. So so he would be
Drax.
On the maybe the lower one third.
Yeah. Like halfway, a little under halfway.
Yeah, I would probably put him about right in the middle for me.
I also think his casting was wrong to begin with. I really like Benedict Cumberbatch, and I think he does a good job.
He's a great actor.
But I hate his accent as Doctor Strange. It feels like he's always chasing the American accent.
Yeah. Did he voice this episode? I didn't see.
He did.
Okay. So I have one thing that I was going to say that I thought immediately as he was talking. Benedict Cumberbatch voiced Smaug. Okay.
He sure did.
If you've ever watched his voiceover mocap of him doing Smaug.
Oh my God.
You have to watch it. Listeners, if you've never seen that, please go and find that video. Benedict Cumberbatch.
Benny Cumberbatchy.
I thought I said it wrong, but it's not wrong.
That's a fun thing. A name that is so weird that you believe you said it wrong when you nailed it.
I thought I said it wrong. Find that video of him doing the mocap for Smaug. It's unreal. So he has an immense amount of talent, and this voice acting blue assholes. I did not like it here. He is so much better than this show did him justice.
He's in Sherlock. He's so good. And
he's
the Hobbit,
so good.
The Hobbit, which is three movies and definitely shouldn't have been, but you know, him and Martin Freeman as Bilbo, but him as Smaug.
Yeah.
One of the best parts of those terribly dragging movies.
Yeah.
And by the way, like my favorite universe, like Middle Earth is my shit.
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings is my favorite trilogy. Two Towers is my favorite movie. And so I wanted Hobbit to be good. It wasn't. But he was great in it.
Yeah, he throws up some serious performance.
But I think, you know, Doctor Strange. You know what we've talked about recently is that Idris Elba was underused in the MCU.
Yeah.
As like the gatekeeper. He yes. would have been a better Doctor Strange.
Heimdall. I could see that for sure. But like Benedict Cumberbatch was even like he was so much better as Doctor Strange in the movies. Like his cadences were better. There was something that didn't translate well to the voice acting of the animated show because I don't know if it was maybe the way they recorded it because he has a lot of low end in his voice that makes him sound really like astute and like has a huge presence with his voice. And I just did not get that from the show.
Okay. I just found an article.
Yeah.
Five actors considered to play Doctor Strange and five for Captain Marvel that didn't get the job.
Okay.
Joaquin Phoenix for Doctor Strange.
Absolutely not.
I would hate that. I don't think it would match him at all.
No.
In fact, he just died in The Gladiator. How could he be here?
Yeah. It's all one universe, honestly.
Captain Marvel, Natalie Dormer. I'd be fine with that. I would pick her over...
Yeah.
Brie Larson.
Yeah, I'd be fine with that.
Doctor Strange, Jared Leto. Fuck that shit, balls.
No. And I like Jared Leto. I liked him in Fight Club. Like, he was... Like, I like Jared Leto, but goddamn, the Joker just put a bad taste in my mouth.
Oh, yeah. No, he's... I can't deal. Just stay 30 seconds to Mars. Just be really close to Mars.
Or that. Yeah.
Be in Mars's proximity. That's what you're good at. Doctor Strange, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Well, he's Mysterio, which I really like him as Mysterio. So I don't know. No, I think he's too, like, kiddish. He's got a very kiddish quality to him. I don't think it would have been good.
Captain Marvel, Katie Sackhoff. You probably don't know who Katie Sackhoff is, but she was very close to getting it, and she was in Battlestar Galactica, which is my shit. Doctor Strange, Daniel Radcliffe.
Whoa.
Yes. Harry Potter, Doctor Strange. Give me Harry Potter in the MCU.
Oh, my God. Oh, wait. Katie Sackhoff? Is that what you said her name was?
Yeah, I did.
I just looked her up. I know who she is. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that would have been good for Captain Marvel.
Oh, me too. I would have been good. I don't know if it isn't clear, but I don't like Brie Larson as Captain Marvel either. I don't think there is many or any actress that could be Captain Marvel and have me like the character.
Mm. She was very boring. Like, she had no, like... she didn't have emotion.
Oh no, you are not saying like a hot take. Many people feel that exact same way.
Yeah, it was just like there was nothing.
there was a lot of like leaked internal reports, I believe, where they were like, we got to add something to the next Captain Marvel movie because Brie Larson cannot carry this kind of thing at all. Like, no. I don't know why, but all audiences hate her face.
But she was great in Room.
Yeah, she was so good in Room. Captain Marvel, Yvonne Stravinsky. She plays Chris Pratt's daughter in Tomorrow War.
Oh, I haven't watched that yet. I gotta watch that.
Tomorrow War did?
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet.
There's explosions. It's pretty good.
I know.
She's also in Handmaid's Tale. She's pretty good. This is, I think, where I would have done it. Doctor Strange, Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Honestly, I haven't seen him in anything really recently, so I'm kind of going off of him becoming Robin, but not actually becoming Robin at the end of Dark Knight Rises.
He was also on the shortlist to play Peter Quill in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, I think that would have been a good cast too. I like Chris Pratt though. I think he's good. He's natural.
But yeah, me too. I think Chris Pratt is the best version of Star-Lord possible. By the way, other actors considered for Doctor Strange: Johnny Depp, Colin Farrell, Ryan Gosling, John Hamm, Ethan Hawke, Jack
John
Huston.
John Hamm is interesting.
Yeah. Oscar Isaac, who's now Moon Knight.
Matthew
McConaughey. All right.
All right.
Ewan McGregor, Keanu Reeves.
Whoa.
And Justin Theroux, who is my dude from The Leftovers. Yeah. I love that shit.
Wow. That's an interesting list.
You know who I wish could have played Doctor Strange? Heath Ledger.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he would have been so good.
I think he would actually have felt closer to Star-Lord for me.
You think? Yeah, but he's quirky. Star-Lord's quirky. That's why Chris Pratt is so good.
It's just
like
hard
him on Parks
see.
And Rec.
Yeah, it's just
was
hard
so
to see
good.
Anyone else as Star-Lord at this point. By the way, number one, Emily Blunt was being considered for Captain Marvel, and they should have picked her for sure.
Yeah, she would be better. She would have been better.
Yeah. So, you know, we've been talking about if the Watcher is going to get involved. I think he's closer to doing so now than ever because he had a full conversation with a main character this episode.
Right. But will that happen? Will that happen every episode? Because Doctor Strange in that current state was a very specific type of powerful.
Right.
I think it's just going to reset and be like how it's been. But I kind of want him to interfere.
Oh, no, 100% I want him to interfere. It's the most interesting thing that could happen by far.
Yeah.
Episode 5, by the way, named What If Thor Was Banished to Earth But Was Still Worthy of His Mantle? So he was on Earth, but could...
But could carry Mjolnir?
Right. Does he become bad guy?
He would have just gone back through the portal, I think. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do with that one.
Does he just chop Loki in half with his hammer?
Yeah. Or he gets the Loki complex and decides to try and rule Earth, but then he wouldn't be worthy of his mantle, so.
Yeah.
That's interesting. That's going to be an interesting one. Vote Thor.
Yep. I just checked the Reddit. Every episode of What If, every episode of any of these shows,
the
Marvel Reddit is so far up the episode's ass every time.
You know who we haven't seen yet again? T'Challa.
Yes, and we're supposed to get him apparently in 3 more episodes.
Five episodes. That's nuts.
So what the heck? Either they're lying to us, or he got cut, or he's coming up in every episode in the future. I mean, he could probably be in the next episode, right? Thor is just chilling, hanging around.
Yeah, I guess. Because they're back into the space people. The space characters.
Okay, I have to give Reddit this. They did call it the multiverse of sadness.
Oh, yeah.
Also, they pointed out that Doctor Strange, the last character he sucks up, is the tentacle creature from episode 1. Cthulhu, basically.
Oh, yes. Yep.
Oh, Cthulhu is called Shuma Garoth. It's Cthulhu. We fucking know.
It's Cthulhu. How many episodes are in this season? 9? 10?
There are 9.
9. Interesting.
We have, by the way, a episode 9 summary. In an alternate timeline, Vision becomes an all-powerful android known as Infinite Ultron. When merged with rival android Ultron, now it's up to the newly formed Guardians of the Multiverse
to
put an end to his reign before it's too late.
Interesting. That's the last episode?
Yeah, and it's the one the Watcher definitely has to intercede on. And by the way, like, Captain Peggy Carter is in it, T'Challa is in it, Bruce Banner's in it. So basically, all of the characters from all of the episodes, you know, probably minus Doctor Strange, who murdered himself,
yeah,
is comes back.
Or at least that version of Doctor Strange.
Yeah, comes back and fights Super Vision.
Yeah. Hey, episode 8 also has a small one too. The infamous Marvel Zombies comic comes to life in this episode.
I'm down to climb with that.
Yeah. But then the picture of episode 7 is a zombified Captain America.
Oh. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you everybody for joining us in What If Season 1 episode Doctor Strange
4.
Sure. And specifically, thank you to our patrons. We did banter prior to this episode. You can listen to it now on the Patreon page. $1 or more a month, you get a bunch of extra bonus content. And thank you to our patrons who are Connor O'Dowd, Jamie Lochner, Anthony Wells, Day 11 Podcast, James Watch My Dong, Atheist of Unstoppable, Chris Woodbrinken, Day 11 Westworld, Craig, John Jurors, Major Woody, and Carol Andreas. I will say...
You say those so fast every time.
I try my best.
You want to say it really fast?
Yeah, that's my goal.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
P.S. And by the way, there's a HBO Boys Discord. You can join even if you're not a patron, although there are patron-only chats in there.
Mm.
And currently, two of our patrons are in an all-out war to be the biggest fan of the HBO yeah. Boys ever. And the amount of emojis being thrown around is next level. So
it is purple eggplant.
A lot of purple eggplants. So if yeah. you want to get in on that, okay... What I've just described to you, assumably the greatest digital experience you'll ever take part in, then come on over and become a patron, patreon.com/HBOBOIZ. Again, thank you for joining us. We'll be back next week. Maybe James and Chad will be here.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Not me.
Who knows? Meh. Who cares?
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, bye.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.